K1AJL, everybody else having signed, WB3HUZ.
WB3HUZ.
Don is still listening.
WB3HUZ.
He's probably maybe getting ready to go to bed. Because I've known Don for years. I knew when he was in the Boston area. So this is K1AJL, I guess still in Rutland, Vermont. And got a few comments to Don. Well, everything's kind of static here. I'm still cleaning stuff out of this old house. And the amount of stuff that's collected here is unbelievable. Not just radio stuff, just everything. Got more stuff to go out today. So as far as the radio equipment goes, the only thing I added, though, is a new receiver. I don't know if I've talked to you since I added the receiver, because I really want to have some lighter weight equipment I can take if I do move out of this place. And so I bought a Drake R8 receiver, which is not exactly super hi-fi, but it's better than, sounds better than, I think, a lot of the sideband transceivers. And sort of an SWR receiver, and for general SWR use. It has a built-in synchronous detector, which is sort of like a phase lock loop, which is really very effective on removing distortion caused by selective fading. But if stations aren't on the same frequency, or a strong station comes on adjacent, then the oscillator will pull off frequency and a beat note comes on. So that's kind of the disadvantages, but nothing can be done about that. So, and I got a little sub-miniature El Nico, you know, walkie-talkie to take on hiking trips. And, you know, we're having a cold winter again. Last winter was very mild. It didn't have hardly any snow at all. It was up in the almost 60 in January for a couple of days, and it was up above freezing most of the time.